The Ryan O'Connor Show, now on Smile FM, 6 to 9 a.m. every single weekday. This is Tech Tuesday, and as always, we speak to the bearded wonder, Mr. Tienus Janssen from Rensburg, and he's here from Bandwidth Blog. Hello, Tienus.
Hi, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Today, we are almost doing a sequel to something we spoke about relatively recently. We were talking about Google's anti-monopoly case.
That's right. So a couple of months ago, I think it was back in August, Google was declared a monopoly by a judge in the United States. Mm. And we didn't quite know what that would definitely mean for Google going forward. So this was specifically regarding Google search. So Google search makes up 90% of world search results, which sounds very monopolistic. And we always knew they were obviously the dominant one because they were the best. I mean, yeah. Everybody, that's why Google became a verb. What's interesting now, we've got news back from the Department of Justice and what they are proposing Google should do as a result of this case. So they have proposed that Google has to sell off Google Chrome, which is, again, the most popular internet browser in the world. And obviously on Chrome, Google search is your default. So they believe selling that off would kind of hinder Google's dominance in the search industry.
Okay.
That's the first thing. And secondly, they want to unbundle Google search from Android. So they're saying essentially that on an Android device, regardless of which browser you use, they shouldn't just be automatically making Google search the default search engine on Android devices. And now we're talking of billions of devices. So those are two massive steps, if this is what's going to go through, that would really hinder how dominant Google search is going to be going forward. Effectively, you're going to have to put in google.com first before actually searching, which is a bit of an irritant. But if this means that other people get a foothold in the market, that's exactly what the United States Department of Justice is after, to break up this monopoly in search, because that leads to 90% of the search traffic, which leads to exorbitant click-to-search ad revenue, which is why Google makes so much money off of search, because of the ad revenue. But the thing is, Google Chrome in itself is worth, they're estimating it between $22 and $30 billion.
Pocket change.
Well, only for a couple of companies around the world, right? So the question is, who is going to buy it for that amount of money? Mm. And secondly, if somebody does buy it for that amount of money, doesn't that mean that they could just use the traffic in Chrome to make their search engine the monopoly, essentially, because that's where most of the world's internet traffic is coming from?
I'm significantly glad that I'm not part of a competitions commission or anything like that, because this sounds like a headache.
It's a very complicated issue, because I mean, that's what these big conglomerates do, right? They have their fingers in all these pies in different industries, but essentially it's all to gather those users and clicks and links, everything towards, in Google's case, search. That's why Android is a free platform for all manufacturers to use. That's why Google search is free. It's essentially a business running on ad revenue. And if they cut that big portion out from Chrome, who knows how the search landscape is going to look like in 5 to 10 years, but it's going to be very interesting to see how they enforce it.
Extremely interesting. What you're basically saying is that if I buy an Apple phone somewhere in the future, it could possibly have Chrome as its default.
Instead of Safari, which would be very strange.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll see how these things develop. Thanks for bringing that news to us. If you want to find out more about this situation and others, you can always visit Bandwidth Blog, where they discuss many things in tech and science. Other than that, we're going to head back to the music right after these on Smile 90.4 FM.